Hey beautiful people, welcome to another exciting episode of Growing with Praises. Today I'm going to be sharing something brief, exciting, beautiful, impactful, something that will change your life forever, and it is titled He Sees. It is a terrible thing to feel abandoned by someone who claims to love you. Maybe things were going well and suddenly the bottom dropped out of your life. Your life started to go in the exact opposite direction of where you wanted it to go. Times like this could be hard, painful, full of doubt and uncertainties. And in the confusion of events, you wonder, where is God in all this? Genesis chapter 16, verse 13. Let me give you a brief background of what this story is about. It is about Abram, Sarai, and Sarai's slave, Hagar. Now, Sarai couldn't conceive. She couldn't have a child. So she had asked her husband to have an affair with Hagar. Now, Hagar took him and gave birth to a son. And Hagar decided to despise Sarai. Now, Sarai got offended and sent Hagar out of the house. Now, on her way out of the house, she came in contact with an angel. An angel of the Lord appeared to her and gave her prophecies about her son and told her some words. Now, my focus here is in verse 13, Genesis 16, verse 13. And she called the name of the Lord who spoke to her, "You are the God who sees." Listen to me. We serve a good God. We serve a God who sees. A God that is aware of what you are going through. You know, many of you may say, "But I have spoken words. I have faith. Why are things still hard and difficult?" Listen to me. Faith doesn't make things easy. Faith makes things possible. I'd say that again. Faith doesn't make things easy. Faith makes things possible. Your life might look like it is going in circles. You know, everyone around you seems to be celebrating, getting the promotion, getting the job, visa, sharing beautiful and mind-blowing testimonies. But your case is different. No progress, only lessons. You have cried. You have had sleepless nights. You know, you're wondering what is going on in your life. And you're asking God, where are you? Permit me to remind you of the God you are dealing with. Do you know this God? Are you aware of His ability? Do you know what He can do? Are you aware? Or are you limiting Him in your imaginations? Or are you using your mind to limit God? He is the God who sees. The God that knows just how to deliver His own. At the blast of His nostrils, He parted the Red Sea. The waters stood akimbo before Him. That is the God you're dealing with. Have you forgotten that He is the God that raised Lazarus from the dead? What can He not raise in or around you? What is that death situation that you think God cannot fix? So instead of remembering with pain what you're going through, think on the goodness of God and remind yourself what He has done in the past. If He did it before, He can do it again. Remind yourself of all the goodness and the blessings that you have received. You were never born into the disadvantaged side of life. No, you weren't. The one who owns everything is your Father, and He does not slumber. The very hair on your head are numbered, and He knows when you lose a strand. Isn't that beautiful? God is constantly watching over you. God is constantly watching. The eyes of the Lord run to and fro throughout the earth, to strengthen those whose hearts are completely fixed on Him, whose hearts completely belong to Him. So trust God. He sees, He is aware, He knows exactly what you are going through, and He is coming to your rescue. He is the God that delivers, and He is the God that rescues. I will end by reading you a story. A minister of a church named Almighty God Tabernacle told this incredible story. It was a Saturday night, and the pastor was working late in his church office. It was not unusual for him to burn the midnight oil, as it was a perfect time to spend some quiet time praying and writing so that his message would be fresh on the mind of the congregation on Sunday morning. His wife always wanted him to call before he left for home. That evening, as he prepared to leave around 11:30 p.m., he called his wife, but for some reason she wasn't answering. He let it ring for probably 20 times and thought it was very odd that she didn't pick up. He decided to wrap up a few things, turn out some lights, and try again in a few minutes. This time, when he dialed the number, she answered right away. He asked her why she hadn't answered before, and she replied, "This was the first time my phone rang all night." They were both puzzled, but brushed it off as maybe an error in the phone system. He locked up the church and came home. The following Monday, the pastor received a call at the church office. A young man introduced himself and wanted to know why someone with this phone number had called him on Saturday night. The pastor could not figure out what he was talking about and kept saying that no one from this location had made a call at that time of the night. The man said, "It rang and rang, but I didn't answer." The pastor finally realized and apologized for disturbing him, as he must have dialed the wrong number when he was trying to call his wife to tell her he was on his way home. The man said, "That's perfectly all right. I just wanted to tell you the whole story. You see, I was planning to commit suicide on Saturday night, but before I did, I prayed, 'God, if you are real, if at all you see, if you do not want me to do this, please give me some type of sign now.' Suddenly, my phone started to ring and would not stop. I finally looked at the caller ID and it said, 'Almighty God calling.' I stared at it for a long time and tears began to fall down my cheeks. I'm calling to tell you that I broke down at that moment and surrendered my life to Jesus. I now believe with all my heart that Jesus loves me. I now believe with all my heart that God is aware of whatever it is we are going through. I surrendered my life to Jesus Christ. God wants you saved. God wants me saved. God sees." Listen to me, dear. God knows exactly what you are going through. Look at the story of this man. He was just about to commit suicide, and somehow God navigated the call through to his phone. There is nothing God cannot do. He is the master strategist. He knows how to orchestrate events to work to your favor. All you need do is be patient and keep your faith alive and walk and live every day with the consciousness that God sees. The Lord has set you on a path of eternal success. It doesn't matter what you are going through now. My dear, God is going to make a name for himself in your life. Remember, God sees. He sees. He is aware. And he is about to make a name for himself in your life. I hope this has blessed you. If it has blessed you, ensure you share it to someone, you know, who is going through a very hard time. and encourage them and let them know that God loves them and God says, thank you for listening and God bless you.